We were having a meeting before the meeting.
Meeting of the minds.
Huh?
Meeting of the minds. That's
scary. Yeah. Well, this past week, we probably talked about 20 times on the phone, her and I, about a lot of different things. So just one of the things that we haven't had the church, and this was the church directory in 2020, February of 2020. Right before COVID. And it's just like a little book. I mean, it's amazing what's in here. The church budget's in here. The pictures. Even all the youth. Not all of them. There was more than youth pictures and everything. And when we were doing the rural church websites or whatever that training that we're doing, and somebody mentioned about this and that and what they do with their directory and so forth. And so she said, "Do we have a directory?" I said, "Yeah, we got one." And it's really a wonderful thing. And I thank God that Phil did all this. But it makes me think and look back. Even the policy for that people want to use the fellowship hall, like AA or whatever, that's all in here. Trustees policy. He's just amazing how he put this thing together. So anyhow.
You said Phil did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
What they're recommending we do is update our directory, get everybody's information, and their emergency contact information also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'd like to do, since we're getting so energized again for the upcoming year, 2026, we're doing this 5-week or 6-week thing on Zoom called, what's it called? I forget.
Small Church Ministry.
Small Church Ministry. Sarah Campbell, which is the lady that came up here with when we had the Rural Church Revival. She was, and she's also the designated Congregational Vitality Administrator or whatever. Anyhow, she also does all of that, and she pastors a local church. She was raised in the church in, not Steinhatchee, Cedar Key. And, you know, so she's got a heart for small church ministry. And so after the Zoom meeting last week, she said, "Bethel people, please stay online." So I had run into Catherine Pluck Price, our district superintendent, last week over at Gray Memorial when we were over there. And she said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, they told me this is a good place to eat, so we're going to come up." She said, "Did you serve here at one time?" I said, "Yeah, I served here from 2001 to 2006. "Oh, okay." And she said, "I am going to get something going for Bethel." I said, "Oh, good, okay." So, of course, she was busy talking and so forth. So when Sarah asked us to stay online, she said that Catherine has assigned her to be our coach for January, February, March. No charge, just kind of be our coach. And I'm thinking, you know, we all need a coach. Sometimes we need to get a coach to help us with our finances or anything.
Your ideas.
Yeah. And so anyhow, that's coming up. And so we're looking forward to that. The other thing that she would like to do, and it's on December the 1st, and I think it's at 6:30, she wants to have a Zoom meeting. And if you'd like to be included in it, she just wanted to give us some thoughts and ideas about the upcoming Advent season and different things like that. So that's just sort of a brainstorming thing. So got that coming up. So if you'd like to be on that Zoom meeting, all I need is your email address, and we'll get you included. And so the other thing we got that I would like to do, since we're small, we don't have a lot of people to stay for church council meetings and different things. And as the pastor of this local church, communication is so important. I was telling Phil what I'd like to do is not shortening anything, but leave enough of time that at the end of the worship service, I can have a little category down here, conversations with the congregation. That we can just sit and chit-chat and get ideas, and we can tell you what's going on with all the things that are happening, and what we'd like to do, ministry ideas and different things like that. So I'm going to start doing that today, even, right after I go through. So I shortened some of the things, so it'll give us some time to do it, because Betty is reminded me that we are like fast approaching Advent, fast approaching when it's time to put up the Christmas tree. So, and Betty and Phil are going to New York Thanksgiving week, I guess, leaving that Monday. So that would be next week already, right? So think about that. We need your help. Come and put the Christmas tree up after worship service. So.
After Thanksgiving, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, is the Chrismon service.
It's the Chrismon service, yeah. And need a Chrismon tree, or need a Chrismon tree for the Chrismon. Yeah. So we got a lot of things coming up, and it's fast approaching that season again, and so we're grateful that we can be able to do it.